Our journey through Lamentations has taken us through the diverse ways of what it looks like to practice lament together. The importance of individual laments, where everyone, with their diverse experiences, are given space to lament. The importance of collective lament, where all of those voices join together in grief. The importance of recognizing our own culpability in what is being lamented, and the need for repentance in the face of harm we have caused. And even the importance of being an advocate for those who have experienced the tragedy in unique and oppressive ways. As we walk through chapter 3, we even begin to hope that this journey of lament might be moving closer to salvation, with the people affirming God is with them and looking toward the deliverance of God from within their time of tragedy. But then we get to chapter 4, and this hope takes a hit. Lamentations 4 is perhaps the most brutal chapter in a book that is already heavy. There is death in the streets and widespread poverty, and even parents killing their own children. While some of this imagery might be hyperbolic, one can't help but feel the growing sense that this journey of lament did not go the way that we had hoped. But it is sometimes in these times where the journey of lament takes an unexpected turn and we find ourselves continuing in the grief. It is in that time that we can catch a glimpse of hope sometimes, that we can catch a glimpse of a new world in the midst of tragedy. This chapter brings us face to face with tangible images of a crumbling system. As Soon Cheng Ra points out throughout this fourth chapter, the symbols of success and power are deconstructed. We see systems of wealth and opulence being dismantled. People with prestige and influence are knocked off their towers and brought low. Religious leaders who have caused harm are put out in the streets. And the arrogant leaders of Jerusalem, who thought nobody could touch their city and it would stand forever, are defeated and in ruins. These laments highlight both a real and present pain and also an acknowledgement of the systems of oppression that were practiced by the people, systems and practices that led to God's judgment against them. And why one might be able to find hope in the midst of the ruins. Because this dismantling of the wealth and the power and the systems of oppression leave a void for something new and beautiful and just to emerge. The pain of lament was still heavy in the air, but the seeds of something new were being planted. We are currently in the midst of a pandemic that has disrupted our economic and political systems and will likely leave many of our structures and institutions in ruins, or at least gravely hurt. There's not going to be going back to the way things were before COVID-19, as it has drastically changed our world. And like the people in Lamentations, the crumbling of these systems and structures has shown us that for too long we have supported, both directly and indirectly, unjust systems that have harmed and oppressed people. For too long, we have been okay with economic systems that pile money at the top and leave people on the bottom fighting over the scraps. For too long, we have been okay with a system that says only those with money and resources should have access to quality health care. For too long, we have been okay with a system that says one can work full time and even more and still not be able to put food on the table and a roof over their families' heads. For too long, we have been okay with systems that primarily benefit straight white people at the expense of people of color and our LGBTQ neighbors. For too long, we have been okay with the systems of oppression and injustice, especially when those systems benefit us. Yet now we see signs of the crumbling of some of these systems. So let us lament. Let us lament the harm they have caused, and let us imagine. Let us imagine what new and beautiful and just things can be built in their place. In the midst of calls to opening our economy back up, calls to let things go back to the way they were, let us be people who loudly proclaim the good news of God's love and justice in the world. People who see that injustice and oppression thrived in the pre-pandemic normal and are willing to step out and ask how these unjust systems can be torn down and rebuilt into something just and equitable and that benefits all people. We are in a unique place too. In the midst of this collective lament, begin to imagine a new world and to invite others to join us in this imagination. And this is one way we can be people of the good news today, that we can be people who follow the Jesus way. Let us begin this imagination as we go forth from here today.